The New York Nonprofit Press, the industry standard for nonprofits, is a must-read for over 20,000 New York City and state executives. Those who know the nonprofit world count on the NYNP to deliver breaking news and get messages across into the nonprofit industry. Ads can be placed in our paper, daily emails, or on our website. For more information, visit nynp.biz or email publisher at nynp.biz. The New York Nonprofit Press, serving people who serve people.
Welcome back to the Nonprofit Voice. My guest this morning is Lauren Altshuler, a clinical psychologist who discusses the relationship between dietary changes and mental and physical health. Welcome back to the show, Lauren.
Thanks so much, Allison.
Well, thank you so much for being here this morning with me. I think a lot of people are starting to hear about autoimmune conditions, Crohn's disease, celiac, colitis. I mean, it feels like it's everywhere. When you and I were growing up, Lauren, being people of a certain age, we won't mention specific numbers. I don't know about you, but I feel like autoimmune conditions were just this, I don't know that I ever even heard the word autoimmune condition, and I certainly never heard of gluten. So What is this all about, and how did you become a part of all this with your own physical journey to physical healing?
Well, you know, I had said in the first segment, I was diagnosed with Hashimoto's a number of years ago in 2008, continued to have issues even having the Synthroid, the hormone replacement.
Which is the typical medical treatment, right?
Correct.
Okay.
And then found functional medicine, learned that it's really about lifestyle. And, you know, lifestyle is what creates illness, and lifestyle is what can heal.
Right.
Us?
And to be clear, we're not offering medical advice here. We're just talking about your own journey, and lots of people find healing and solutions with the traditional medical approach. But that wasn't working for you personally.
Correct.
And maybe it doesn't work for other people too. So It must be very frustrating to keep going to doctor after doctor. First, probably a lot of people are told there's nothing wrong with you. You're just stressed, or this is just what it's like to get older, or something like that, which let's not even talk about that and go there. That's a whole other show.
When you say you're just stressed, We're really realizing now that that's not a just stress. Is as much of a killer of health as any other factor, and stress absolutely has to be managed, because if you change your diet but you don't manage your stress, you won't really heal.
Right. Well, this is a lot easier said than done, Lauren, right? Because in the real world of, you know, just from my own life, you know, being a working mom and having a job and responsibilities and all of that, it is stressful. And there really is no way, I don't think, to totally eliminate the stress. But what can people do to manage it? You offer workshops for that.
I do, actually. Well, there's a lot that people can do to manage it. You know, we kind of go through our lives in a kind of mindless way. I don't want to, sort of an unconscious way, jumping from thing to thing, work to home to cooking to, you know, they're just churning on kind of like automatic pilot day after day. But we really need to stop. And I don't mean stop everything, but stop for little moments throughout our day and bring a mindful approach to what we're doing, kind of noticing what's going on within our body. You know, as I'm racing, let's say, here's an example, if I'm racing in my car, right? And I'm late and I'm in traffic and I'm trying to get somewhere, right? I feel that whole butterfly thing, right, inside me. So I could stop and say, take a breath. Bring peace into your body. You're on traffic. Take five deep breaths while you're stuck here in traffic. Nothing's going to change, right? Nothing's going to change. I'm still going to be late, right? But I can be late and make myself sick, or I can be late and bring peace into my body right now. So that's one example.
Well, this is all part of what I think a new, you know, things that I keep hearing about around self-care, right?
Yes.
Especially for women, and taking
Absolutely.
Time out to really take care of yourself. And that doesn't mean getting a massage, or, you know, that doesn't hurt, but but it doesn't necessarily mean that.
You certainly can.
You certainly can. But what you're talking about really with your whole business is something very different beyond self-care. You've become obsessed, if I dare say, right? Anyone who's looked at your your website will see this, with the connection, the causal connection between dietary changes mm-hmm. and improvement in mental and physical health.
Absolutely.
Tell me about your website, crazyforyuca.com.
Crazy for Yuca, because I literally am crazy for Yuca.
You are crazy.
I am obsessed with it.
Right. So Yuca, for those who don't know, because I certainly didn't mm-hmm. know before I started researching you and for the show, Yuca is a root vegetable.
Correct.
Right? But it's not a starchy root vegetable, or it's not a carb root vegetable like potatoes.
Let me explain.
So explain.
It is a starch, absolutely, mm-hmm. without question. Just like a potato in starch. However, it's about 20% resistant starch.
Okay, what's that?
Which is actually the resistant starch part, amylose, actually goes through you undigested. So no calories come from that 20%. It goes all the way to the colon, so it makes it all the way to the large intestines, where it becomes prebiotic food for the probiotic bacteria in the gut. Okay, so what does that mean? It means, so people probably who are listening have heard about probiotics, that we need to take probiotics. Those are the good bacteria that keep us healthy. But if we don't feed the probiotics what they need, which is prebiotics, that's the food for probiotics, mm-hmm. which most, like the standard American diet, is very low in, like a white potato. I mean, you can make it into a prebiotic by eating it cold, cooking it, and then eating it cold changes
okay,
it into
that
prebiotic.
Really sound
but that's
so
a whole
good.
Other
I have
thing.
To tell you.
Exactly. But they're so so it has about 20% mm-hmm. of this wonderful resistant starch that ferments in your gut and creates this wonderful food for your probiotic bacteria, and actually helps colon health as well as gut health in general. So it's an actual healing, low glycemic food mm-hmm. as well. Mm-hmm. And that's a really important fact as well. So it doesn't spike blood sugar, which you could understand why I'm so excited about it. Potatoes spike my blood sugar. Chips spike my blood sugar. Corn spikes my blood sugar. This has a lower glycemic index than all of it. So I could have my Yuca fries and no brain fog, no feeling tired, which is what happens
right.
to
so
me.
Right, so you were mm-hmm. suffering, just to be clear and kind of recap what we talked about in the first segment, is that you were really suffering for 10 years, right? Mm-hmm. Something
yeah.
like that. And, you know, you described yourself as sleeping, but waking up feeling like you never went to bed.
Exactly.
Right? And what other kinds of changes were you noticing?
Well, the other really big one was muscle aches for me. I mean, I can't even describe how old I felt within my body mm-hmm. and pain. I'm constantly was having to stretch and just feel horrible within my body.
And after now, just a few weeks on this kind of a diet, mm-hmm. what did you notice? Because that's a pretty quick turnaround.
Well, the brain fog completely lifted, energy completely restored, huge decrease in the muscle aches. Mm-hmm. I'm also a big proponent of chiropractic care. So, you know, I did start to give myself like a once a week, you know, I go to a network chiropractor, give a little plug there, mm-hmm. Which is a non-cracking kind of holistic-y approach to chiropractic. And so the self-care, I think, is really important what you're talking about. I think what you put in your body is probably the most important mm-hmm. thing that you could do for yourself. But then, you know, giving your body what it needs. If it needs a little chiropractic care or a massage, mm-hmm. like you said, a bath
nothing
with
wrong.
Some
okay.
Epsom
salts. There's nothing
salts.
Wrong with that.
Yeah, all self-care. I'm a big proponent of that.
Okay.
But
I want to turn...
Food,
right.
Is
so let's
big
turn
for me.
To your website, which has
yes.
really become your, you know, your baby, your obsession. And it's called crazyforyuca.com.
Yes.
So tell me
Correct.
About it.
So on my website, I basically remake all kinds of typical foods, lasagna, empanadas, flatbreads, cookies, cake pops, soups, all made with yuca, the root itself, frozen or fresh, and cassava flour. And just to be clear, cassava and yuca are the same thing. People keep getting a little mixed up. Let me do another thing. Yuca and yucca. People say, oh, yucca fries. It's not yucca fries. It's yuca, Y-U-C-A. Y-U-C-C-A it's like a spiky plant. It often has white flowers. And it's fine to call it either way. I think the confusion is because it's from so many different countries. Mm-hmm. But in America, YUCA right. is the edible thing, and cassava is the same thing.
Okay,
and
those so are the but two yuca confusions. Sounds very new and different here. But
yes,
you know, but it's not so new it's in other so parts new. Of the world, right?
Yes.
This has been part of the cultural staple in a lot of Latin American countries,
mm-hmm.
and so you really
Africa as well,
right? And so you really found that you were onto something because
yes.
you noticed the benefits in your own life after 10 years of traditional medical treatment really failing you and not finding a good solution.
Absolutely.
Right. So, but, you know, it can be intimidating for people. If you're a parent of a child who's just been diagnosed with celiac or Crohn's, or you yourself have been diagnosed, it can be very intimidating to try and completely change your diet, because what you're really saying is don't go for the bagel, which is so easy to find and mm-hmm. processed foods are everywhere. You're really saying you've got to change your whole lifestyle. And so how do people do that? It can be very overwhelming.
Yeah, it can. And really, you know, when I first started doing this back in 2012, I was the only one. I did not know a soul who was gluten-free.
Well, back then, no one was really talking about
yeah.
gluten-free. There certainly was no GF on a menu at a restaurant.
Absolutely.
Or, you know, no mm-hmm. one really made it easy for you.
Right.
So you were really a trailblazer in that regard, and you started this whole website, which has mm-hmm. these incredible, you're being humble, but these are these really incredible creations
yeah.
that people can make fairly easy substitutions when you start to get educated.
Absolutely. And on my site, I have pages that really explain what is yuca, where is it from, why have I never heard of it before, what are the nutritional things that I need to know about it. So that's all there for people. And then I have tons of recipes where people can go, and, you know, some are holiday related recipes, but and some are more traditional
yeah,
from
there's really
other
something
places,
for everyone.
But it's a very
mm-hmm.
American right now, you know, a typical, you know, there's some Italian food and some like typical Mexican foods mm-hmm. that people would like. And yeah, it's just bought, you know, the cookies and all of that. I think it just, when I bring it to people's homes, everybody enjoys it. If I didn't tell people that it was made not of wheat, I don't think most people would even question it, or really anybody would.
Yeah,
and everything is gluten, dairy, and soy free.
It's great. It's terrific information. My guest this morning is Lauren Altshuler, who's a clinical psychologist who discusses the relationship between mental and physical health and dietary changes. I think for those who are listening who are suffering, or their children are suffering from allergies or any kind of autoimmune condition, they probably have started to see the benefits, or may start to see the benefits between making these dietary changes, going gluten-free, and the improvement and the direct connection that has mm-hmm. on their physical health. What you're saying also is that it can have an improvement on mental health too?
Absolutely. Because when we take out inflammatory foods from our bodies, such as wheat, sugars, that whole inflammation comes down. That's actually what's helping the having no body aches, let's say, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why do I have body aches? Because I'm inflamed. So what's causing inflammation? Food that's getting into my blood through that leaky gut that I was talking about.
And so, is this why we're mm-hmm. starting to hear all about, I mean, I just feel like autoimmune disorders are everywhere now.
Everywhere.
Right?
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, they're all over school.
Because our guts are impaired.
Right.
Our guts are impaired. And gut health is absolutely critical for mental and physical health. That is the absolute thing that people must understand. If people are walking around, you know, with that IBS, irritable bowel syndrome, and they're told, oh, it's just IBS, don't worry, you've been tested, nothing's like structurally wrong with you, well, that's not really an answer to me. If I'm walking around with a bloated stomach all day, every time I eat, I have to fear that I'm going to have to run to the bathroom. Well, there's a gut imbalance, and nobody should have to live with that, and nobody has to anymore. Because if you're not being understood by your traditional doctor, mm-hmm. then functional medicine has the answers to that. So, you know, in fixing the gut, you know, sometimes it requires supplements, removing things like wheat and sugar from your diet. But now, instead of just feeling that you have nothing, we have yuca, which is completely non-inflammatory, non-GMO.
And you can buy it right in the grocery store?
in many cases. Mm-hmm. In Long Island here, I could get it at Fairway in the frozen Goya section. It's in the Goya section, not like with the regular vegetables. I've had gotten it at Stop and Shop, Best Market, frozen.
Okay, so it's pretty widely available.
Yes and no.
Okay.
Not every supermarket, mm-hmm. But if you want it fresh, it can be a little bit harder. You can go to an Asian or a Latin or an African market. Those mm-hmm. little markets will often have that.
Well, what other kinds of changes can people make? Because not everybody, you know, again, not everybody has the skill set to mm-hmm. start, you know, cooking and really jumping in headfirst the way that you did, Lauren. Mm-hmm. So what other kinds of, you know, shortcuts can people make, and what other kinds of advice do you have?
Shortcuts for?
Well, for anything.
For
so, you know, let's
gluten-free?
Talk about some of our listeners who might be working moms, just like you and mm-hmm. I. And, right, let's say they want to go gluten-free. What would okay. what advice would you give
well,
them
some
to
of the,
get started?
Some of the, I mean, there's a lot of great, you know, you can go going gluten-free. First of all, you should just print out a gluten-free cheat sheet that you could find online that just lets you know, okay, these are the gluten grains, these are the hidden words that mean gluten, and then you're kind of educated as you're going through
okay,
life.
Okay, that's a great
that's number
tip,
one.
Because the labels themselves can be super confusing. I
Absolutely.
Never knew that wheat meant gluten. Like, I didn't know
right.
that.
And, you know, maltodextrin could mm-hmm. be gluten. Natural flavors can mm-hmm. be gluten. So there's, you know, so much information out there where you just download that now. You know, you look that up. It's all very, I learned that in 5 seconds okay. online. So knowing that, you have that. To me, a real, probably the best quick thing I have is that at all times there is a crock pot chicken in my refrigerator.
Okay, what do you mean by that?
I have a crock pot. I take an organic chicken from Trader Joe's. I throw it in with my favorite recipe, which is super quick, juice of one lemon, a little bit of sea salt, and the chili lime from Trader Joe's. They have like a chili lime seasoning, and with a little bit of water, that literally takes two minutes to put in, cover the top, and leave it in there either 4 hours or 8 hours if you want to put it on low or high, that because those are the only two settings on my crock pot. And I come back and I have a delicious chicken. And that's, you know.
Right. And then you can make it into other things.
Make it into other things.
That's an easy
Absolutely.
Thing to do on a Sunday as you're getting ready for your week. And you can make mm-hmm. it into, obviously, lots of other things. And
yeah.
then on your website, I know you've got a ton of information out there. My guest is Lauren Altshuler, a clinical psychologist who discusses the relationship between dietary changes and mental and physical health. So we're talking about autoimmune conditions, but also emotional and mental conditions as well. Like depression, mm-hmm. stress, anxiety, all the things that I feel like everybody in this area suffers from, mm-hmm. and the changes that are pretty instantaneous, right, Lauren? That can happen.
Yeah. When you cut sugar and inflammatory grains from your diet, I mean, I noticed a difference in a day, but I think most people would notice a very significant difference in a week. I think very often people just take out the gluten, let's say, or they just go sugar-free, or they just go dairy-free, and they say, oh, that didn't really make a difference. But I'm talking about a complete elimination diet, when you just take out everything that can be inflammatory.
Well, you said coffee, and a tear welled up, I have to say. So for some people, that might be a little bit extreme. But your website has some really easy, practical takeaways that mm-hmm. people can put into their life, you know,
right.
very easily.
My website is really all about adding yucca to your life. And the reason why I feel like yucca is so great is because when you talk about an elimination diet, you're just focusing on, I'm taking away all of these things from your diet. But the reason why I can do it well now is because I've put in so many things in my diet. In the beginning, yes, it was hard to take it out, but I found, you know, so many new vegetables that I never cooked. Like yucca was the most exciting of those options, but, you know, sweet potato, I've really fallen in love with a sweet potato. I cook up 5 at once, and then I eat like a half a sweet potato with my breakfast every morning instead of, you know, a bagel or something, because even though I am an advocate for yucca, I don't think you should eat it multiple times a day, you know, every single day.
Well,
it's
you're
still
gonna
a
get
starch.
Like burnout, right? So
well, it could give you a stomach ache also
right.
because of all that great resistant starch.
Yeah.
You know, so it's not something that you mm-hmm. would put in your diet 5 times a day, but it's something that brings that delicious crunch, that delicious sensation of bread and can be made right. into anything that you miss.
Well, it's fantastic information. So for anyone who's listening who has an autoimmune condition, if you've just been diagnosed or you were diagnosed and you're just not finding that traditional medicine is cutting it, my guest this morning, Lauren Altshuler, started this incredible website, crazyforyuca.com. She's also offering workshops. Reach out to her through her website, crazyforyuca.com. She's all over social media. She's on social media right now, not multitasking on the show, but before and after, we'll have links to replays and links to all of this information. And thank you so much, Lauren, for all of this great information and for everything that you're doing to educate people about a path to wellness that they might not typically know about from their doctor or, you know, other medical professional.
Thank you so much, Allison. It's been great being on your show today.
Great. Well, we'll post replays for all the information on our website. But again, my guest, Lauren Altshuler, has her own website with so much information, www.crazyforyuca.com. And you can find you all over Instagram, right, Lauren?
Yeah, at crazyforyuca, Y-U-C-A.
Great. Thanks for listening to the show. And we'll be back next Saturday with another episode of The Nonprofit Voice. Thanks for listening.
Opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.